We've been talking about Genesis 1. We've been talking about the six successive days of creation. I don't want to spend any undue time addressing the other theories of origins that we get from the secular cosmologies, which dispute and even mock the creation account. I will mention this, though, in passing. God created the universe with the appearance of age. Here's what I mean by that. The scripture says in Genesis 1 that God made the stars also. That's an amazing little aside, almost as if God casually made the stars, or that he made the stars as a kind of afterthought. We see that in verse 16. Well, one way we measure the age of the universe is we measure the position of the most distant stars, and we calculate how long it would take the light from that star to reach our most powerful telescopes. And if it takes 12 billion light years, then we know that the universe has to be at least 12 billion years old. Well, that's true if God were incapable of creating the light between the star and the earth. The fact is, we're told that these lights in the heavens were given for man. And if God created those lights for men, it would be no problem for the God who created the star, where the light is originally deposited, to also create the light between the star and the human eye for which the light was made. All I'm saying is that God created the universe with the appearance of age. When Adam appeared, he did not appear as an infant. When Eve appeared, she did not appear as an infant. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and I hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.